Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a terrific show for you today. We have groundbreaking revelations, courtesy of Doug Thornton's sources, or a source, and we're going to let him explain how he came into possession of this information. And it really confirms my story of 2014, and I want to give Paul Preston credit too from Agenda 21 Radio, where Paul had a similar story in which Devin Archer and Hunter Biden on Air Force Two accompanied a hazardous biological shipment marked that way, but no one knew if it was COVID or what it was. It just was hazardous biological, and it went from Ukraine to Wuhan. And then Paul Preston was able to confirm that all six crew members are now dead of unnatural sources. And this story that Doug is going to bring to us is going to fit in perfectly with that 2014 account that appeared on thecommonsenseshow.com in 2014 and also on Paul Preston's Agenda 21 radio site. So welcome. Glad you're with us. We are brought to you by a few sponsors here that I feel you need to pay close attention to. All I got to say is this, ladies and gentlemen. If you do not listen to what we're telling you right here in this stretch of ads, you're not paying attention to what's going on in the world. Number one, you need storable food, because pretty soon the only food you're going to have access to is what's in your home. And when the supply chain breaks down, when we go to war, food is confiscated from the grocery stores and the suppliers and the farms. Good luck getting anything. So right now we're imploring you to take advantage of the sale that is at My Patriot Supply, $200 off the 3-month emergency kit. We recommend you order as much food as you can get, and if you order it in a 3-month increment, you'll save that money all the way through and have a great deal. This will save really big cost savings. They're almost giving away the food at this price. So what do you get? 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality food. You're going to get 2,000 calories per day and lots of diversity in the food, which is why you don't buy from the grocery store. You buy in bulk at the grocery store. You have unbalanced meals. Here you have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for the kids. Balanced meals. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And same deal. Roving blackouts. 9 attacks on the grid in the last month. I saw Daisy Luther did a really good piece on this over at the Organic Prepper. Daisy's a good friend, comes on the show quite a bit, both TV and radio, and she's on top of it too. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you have your power go down, you will be scavenging for water. And if you don't have good water filtration, well, the Naval War College says the leading cause of death on the fifth day of a crisis is waterborne illness. And we're going to tell you to take advantage of this now by getting the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. They published the research at waterwithdave.com to show you they are number one, and they too have a great sale. So you have foodwithdave.com, you have waterwithdave.com. Now, with all that misery that we're preparing for here, how about we suffer in comfort? I have the MyPillow Mike Lindell products. They're fantastic. They really are. And right now, for our audience, they've given us permission to advertise for 50 to 75% off everything in their store. And you can see the catalog that we have available and the money we can save you by going to mypillow.com/Hodges. Okay, that's the site. And then just use the coupon code Hodges to get these great discounts. MyPillow.com/Hodges. So we have two of the you better, and we have one, let's feel good about ourselves. And we have a breaking story here that Doug Thornton's going to bring to us. We've got other things we're going to cover, but this is a huge story. And I want to thank my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, brought to you on the Common Sense Show, because this is, I think, a story that is going to blow up. Doug, how did you get this story? Tell us, first of all, before we launch into the details.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. I have a few ravens that bring me some intelligence every now and then. They drop me off a few pieces of meat from the king's table that lets me survive a little longer. So this has to do with 2013-2014. But Russia just found something that's very interesting that was hiding in a grave. Now, I don't exactly know too much about this just yet because I'm just now getting the information, so we need to do a little bit more research into this, but they're claiming it's a unpleasant discovery for the USA that was found in a cemetery in Lachinsk.
Tell us where that's at.
All right, so that's in Ukraine, not too far away from Kiev, if I'm correct. Okay.
And the Russians are in possession of this area now.
Yeah, excuse me. No, it's in the Luhansk region, so it's in the Dnieper Republic.
Okay.
All right, so secret work of American biolaboratories on the territory of the CIS countries has been known for a long time. For years, active preparation for biological warfare has been conducted there. Strains of dangerous viruses and bacteria have been developed and experiments on people have been carried out. And Ukraine is no exception. It was one of the countries where Western scientists were actively cultivating the potential of a deadly bacterial weapon. A bacteriological weapon. And I have it right here. I'll read it to you in just a second. So a video that's appeared proving the fact of operation of one such killer laboratories in the Luhansk region is named Farm Biotest. PharmBiotest, Farm Biotest. The American company, which conducted experiments on people, has now left its mark in this area. Large-scale burials of biomaterials, bags of ambulatory cards, and personal things of patients, personal belongings of the patients and the experiments that were carried out by Farm Biotest and Rubizine were found in the city cemetery. Can you believe it? So what they experimented on with these people, and then the results, the blood samples, they were putting into bags and then shoving all the paperwork, blood samples, you name it, belongings of that person. Hopefully the person lived, but I would think that they died if they put their belongings in a bag and buried them in a damn cemetery. So the scheme was simple. People were lured to the trials from Farm Biotest with money, and then they were injected with an unknown drug, an unknown substance. And the more dangerous the substance was, the more money was given to the person.
I get it. So on a sliding scale, with danger being the underlining element of compensation, I get it. So the more deadly, the more money you made.
Remember how we've been talking about, ladies and gentlemen, that there's something that's on that border that the biolabs were testing that Russia wants to find. We've been saying that Russia wants to take over so that they can find something. And we will more than likely be willing to wage a war to stop them from finding it. I bet you this is one of them. So one of the things that was found here, and I'm going to probably pronounce this incorrectly, pasteurolosis. Okay, I'll spell it for anybody if they want to read this themselves. PASTEURELLOSIS. Pasteurolosis. If I said that too fast, just hit pause and restart this and write it all down. All right, so pasteurolosis is an infection with a species of the bacterial genus Pasteurella, which is found in humans and in other animals. Pasteurella multocida is carried in the mouth and respiratory tract of various animals, including pigs. It is a small gram-negative bacillus, so it's a bacteria, with bipolar staining by Wason stain. I'm just reading you what the science of this says. In animals, it can originate in fulminate chicken cholera, but it is also common in a common cell. All right, so this is a bacterial toxin. The infections by organisms now called Mannheimia, as well as by organisms now called Pasteurella. So this, trying to break this down, they were testing a... They're testing some sort of a bacterial infection. The most common symptom of pasteurosis in humans is from a local wound infection, from a bite or a scratch. That's usually followed with complications of abscess or cellulitis, or severe joint pain, joint infections spreading throughout the body. And pasteurosis was studied by the Texas A&M University in Kingsville. This is most likely something that we created.
No question. Let me interject something here, because you are hitting some past buttons from the Common Sense Show. Doug, I'm sure you remember me talking about this. I've brought it up a couple times in the time we've known each other. But in 2016, Obama commissioned an education experience, a week-long conducted by Obama officials in D.C. I published the flight manifest, where the hotels were, who did the training. And the training can be summed up like this. Obama brought in Ukrainian prosecutors in 2016 to teach them how to prosecute Burisma without ensnaring American politicians or their children. I have that in writing. I have the manifest.
Yep.
That fits right in with what you're saying. I mean, they've been trying to hide this for a long time, and it looks like they lost control of the situation because Russia started getting involved.
Well, and here it's talking about this, and this may be, for any of you veterinarians out there, this has a lot to do with your field, because it can come from a common house cat or a pet, like a dog.
That's scary.
And it's most commonly, like I said, passed through bites. So the most common area that people have been found with this is in the hands. Pasteurella infection is usually treated with antibiotics for 14 to 30 days, commonly used. Okay, so let's just stop right there. For one thing, there's a shortage on amoxicillin. There's a shortage on penicillin. Dave, you recently experienced that.
Yes.
The whole country is in a decline when it comes to being medically prepared right now, okay? So why would you be creating or tinkering with a bacterial infection that would be spread by animals that obviously are now very hyper-aggressive in order to be running out biting people? This is purely speculation, by the way. I don't mean to sensationalize,
but
I'm just
sensationalizing. I think you're making a logical jump to what's the purpose behind what you're finding. I think that's really clear.
It makes me wonder, is this something that can be triggered by like a rabies type of prognosis? Or is this something that can drive animals mad and force them to want to bite people or other things, right? Because that's how this bacterial infection is spread. So now you're giving it to people, and if it does the same thing to people, when a person gets this type of disease and they bite somebody or scratch somebody, does it then get spread by them? Because at this point in time, let's just go ahead and say it's zombies. I don't know how else to say that.
Okay, in 2012, DHS and the U.S. Army ran three drills in which they killed zombies, pretend zombies.
And in 2013, they were experimenting with said zombie virus, plague, whatever, in Ukraine. Give me a break. Serious. I mean, 2012 is when I actually joined DHS. I had actually gotten done with contracting and working for the Department of Justice. I was overseas as a contractor in Iraq again, and then I had just actually finished up working for DOJ when I joined DHS, and the whole zombie plague thing became really popular, and I never thought anything of it, but lo and behold, here we go. We were testing with sheeps and goats, with pigs, with dogs, with cats. Oh, and by the way, experimental with people.
Do you think this has anything to do with what the late Paul Martin and I found in northern Colorado with the introduction of chronic wasting disease?
I don't know. Obviously, I'm not a scientist. I get confused for one quite a bit, but I'm not a I run science experiments with a shotgun. I want you to take note, though, of one place where this was being experimented at. Hold on one second. Let me scroll down. Because there's a website called Dexur, D-E-X-U-R. And if you type in 0272 ICD-9 diagnosis code and then dash pasteurilosis, it will bring up everyone who has been experimenting with this and logging it. And 2013, 2014, 2013, 2014... That's when this was really big. They got it over in Ukraine, but let me scroll down. Christian Care, Wilmington, Delaware Hospital. Funny, there's a president that's from Wilmington, Delaware.
A pretend president, yeah.
So, I wonder if he had his hand in the cookie jar.
I think you just told us what's in some of those documents at Biden's university site that the DOJ refuses to touch and talk about. By the way, Tucker Carlson did something on this last night, a related story. He hammered the Epstein murder, but he very subtly slipped into, where did this stuff come from? What's in these documents? What are they covering up? He's alluding to over the last two nights that these documents relate, one, to Epstein, and I think probably people connected to Ukraine and Epstein, and number two, pathogens in Ukraine that Hunter Biden had access to, and he read on classified documents also stored in the Wilmington home of his father, where he was paying rent at the time. You just hit the mother load right there for me.
Well, so on this website I'm looking at, and once again, I'm not a doctor, though I get confused for it a lot. I don't know how to read this, but I'm just reading it as I'm seeing it. Other infectious and parasitic diseases diagnosis with complication or comorbidity, which means death. Total hospitalizations from this in the U.S. I believe the U.S. It doesn't really have anything specific. That's the problem, is I don't know exactly how I'm reading this, but hospitalizations from this, 4,905 total hospitalizations with 0272 pasteurilosis was 23. But I will tell you this, whatever it is that they were doing, total Medicare payments after this was $35,776,822. And then total Medicare charges was $155,049,995. So there's a little bit of money being thrown around with this. I mean, this is nuts, man. And here, total Medicare charges of cellulitis without major complication or comorbidity went all the way up to $1,475,002,556 worth of payments out of Medicare. And then just scroll down, total Medicare charges was $6,348,002,652. We're talking about like a lot of money. A lot of money that they're playing around with here with these proposed, I guess you could say, experimental vaccines, experimental viruses. This is gain of function. This is gain of function. This is what they were doing. This is why Anthony Fauci went on his whole little rant for 2 years and tried to tell everybody, oh, no, everything's fine. Just take your vaccine. Don't worry about when you took it. Just, you know, or how many you took, just take another one. This is dangerous stuff, man, because we don't know what they're experimenting with. I think you want total transparency. let's drag in from the darkness into the light everything that's being done by the CDC, everything that's being done by these universities that are experimenting with dangerous drugs. That, Dave, I thought that was illegal to do stuff like that. I thought we said we're not experimenting with these dangerous drugs anymore.
That you're involving the CIA, so there are no rules. I want to say something about the comorbidity, Doug, because this makes a great deal of sense to me. I was kind of baffled at the comorbidity, and I thought, wow, isn't it interesting that that COVID itself, the comorbidities they listed are the two exploding conditions brought about by a poisoned food supply, GMOs and all the rest. And what that is obesity. And if you look at photos of Americans from the 50s and 60s, a lot different than today. And it's not because people are intentionally trying to get fat, okay? It's because of what's in the food. And when we look at the comorbidity for COVID, they picked the two things that the food supply, like with MSG, all this other stuff, have caused to become a problem. Diabetes, asthma is exploding, and then, of course, obesity. And those are your comorbidities. But I'm beginning to think from what you're saying here that the comorbidities were tested with COVID. They wanted to see what the exacerbation rate was, the association between these variables in COVID. And I think the real comorbidities we need to worry about is what links to the vaccines. I think the vaccines are the real weapon.
Well, I mean, if this is a money-making scheme, then you create the monster and you create the hero to slay the monster, right? So, you know, with what we've discovered so far is you have Western pharmaceutical companies through, I guess you would say Farm Biotest would be like a subsidiary country because it's from Ukraine. It is a legal Ukrainian pharmaceutical company. And then they were supposedly volunteering people, and depending on how bad the virus was or the bacteria was, you got paid more money. So here's the flu shot. Here's $20. Come tell me tomorrow how you feel. Here's a zombie plague virus. Here's $1,000. Stay right there. We're going to strap you down on this gurney. You know, these are the experiments that have been done. But you know what this also tells me? You know what this also tells me? And I know many people won't like the fact that I say this, but Vladimir Putin was telling the truth.
With regard to what?
The Russian
specific.
About them doing human testing with biological weapons in Ukraine that's right there within their border. Imagine if there was some horrific virological or bacterial outbreak that happened and it spread into Russia because it's right there on their border, then yeah, Russia had every bit of want and need and reason to be pissed that the Americans are experimenting. And I mean, think about this, 43 of these biolabs were on the border of Russia and Ukraine. Why couldn't they have been on the border of Ukraine and Poland and Belarus?
Because the idea was if there was a leak, it would affect the Russians and not the NATO allies.
And they had a scapegoat.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Listen, yeah. We always say this. Right. There are events connected by narratives. If there was an escape of any of these deadly agents, so the bacterial, the viruses, whatever, they already had something drawn up, wrote up, and a story, and I guarantee you they already had people within mainstream media at that point in time that were schooled to talk about this, and they probably would have already had insider information and everything for a blackmail. You don't blackmail somebody after you do it. You build it up with the blackmail, and then you do the deed so that everything is set up and you catch the other person off guard. That's the way that the government does it, right? So what I can see is, once again, another justification for Russian aggression. I mean, could you imagine if Russia had put these types of biolabs on the Mexico border or the Canadian border? and we find out that all this type of stuff is happening, do you think the American government wouldn't be grandstanding in the United Nations right now and NATO? They would be. We would be talking with nukes pointed at Putin. And oh, by the way, speaking of Ukraine real quick, just to kind of move off of this subject, because we still need to really research into this and dig more out of this. More will come out about this, don't worry. Many months ago, Joe Biden said that planes and tanks being put into Russia or being put into use in Ukraine to combat Russia would have been declared World War III. And now we're sending planes and tanks. Germany just declared war, open war against Russia. They're sending in hundreds of Leopard tanks. We're sending in hundreds of Abrams tanks and probably drones and the assets that are going to be needed to keep these machines alive and to be working on them and doing all that stuff. That means that you're going to have American trainers in there teaching these people how to use this stuff, right? So effectively, we are about to be boots on the ground in this war, and I still stand to it. By summer, we're going to have actual boots on the ground, not combat advisors.
And a draft. And a draft.
And here's your zombie plague.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I made the point some time back, and I should have embellished it more. I said, I don't blame Putin for invading Ukraine on the eastern part of it. Not to liberate Russian-speaking people, that was the excuse. But because I said there's probably biological weapons there, and we know we have missile batteries pointed at Moscow that are 400 miles away. And that's a Cuban Missile Crisis event for Russia. And I said, I understand why he's doing what he's doing, and Biden's doing nothing to negotiate. They should have been sitting down and say, okay, how do we solve this? But Biden's mission is to start the war, to start the nuclear war. And I'll go back to what Yuval Noah Harari, number two man in the WEF, said 5 years ago, and he echoed it again right before the conference that just happened at Davos. He said, we need a mass extinction event that wipes out, quote, over 50% of the planet. Well, nuclear war would do the trick. This is what we're looking at, Doug.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said here with what's going on. And we're obviously not being told the entire truth.
You think?
But, you know, once again, Ukraine. Why Ukraine? Why does anybody care about Ukraine? At the same breakfast club where all this stuff is going on in Davos, Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, was speaking about his plans to help coordinate billions of dollars worth of reconstruction financing that was going for Ukraine, and saying that he hoped the initiative would also turn the country into a beacon of capitalism. A beacon of capitalism. David Solomon, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, spoke very nicely of Ukraine's post-war future. And he said that there is no question that as you rebuild, there will be good economic incentives for real return and real investment. And then you have Zelensky coming out just a few days ago, and he was more or less like it was weird. I don't know how to say this, but he was like, Bring your companies to Ukraine. Everybody's going to make money out here. You know, we already have all these big-time Western companies that are out here, and he mentioned Starlink, so that's Elon Musk, Tesla. He mentioned Google. He mentioned a bunch of other companies. And he said, and also all the military-industrial complex companies, the weapons-making companies. Bring your stuff out here. Let's test it out. This would be a good place for us all to make some money. And I don't know exactly why, in the middle of a war where, like, there's an enemy actively trying to kill you, that you're going to be out here saying, come on, man, come bring your condos and your wife and kids and come hang out in Kiev and watch the artillery fall down. Yeah, this guy, the stooge, he's reading off a script, man. There's no other way to say it. And everything that just happened in Davos, we still won't ever really know what happened in Davos. But what we do know right now is that they're probably gearing up for war against Russia in Ukraine. That's most likely what is happening. And the Russians are pissed at Germany.
But there's
absolutely mad at Germany, because Germany has broken treaties with Russia now by sending their tanks, their Leopard tanks, into Ukraine. And so Russia said, okay, so every European country that sends any piece of tanks or artillery into Ukraine will soon be on the valid list of targets, because now you're openly at war with us or against us. And they're not wrong. They're not wrong when you said that. The United States would say that. The United States would be so far into other countries. Like, if Russia was doing this to us, we would already be in Moscow. That's an American response. So we're seeing a very tethered and tight response by Russia. But what's going to be the catalyst, Dave, that they just say, screw it, we're going to destroy everybody?
Yeah, I agree. Germany has violated their treaty agreement by sending in hundreds of tanks. I have it here. We're sending in initially 31 Abrams tanks, but that's if you can believe what they're saying from the DOD. I mean, you can't trust anything. We don't know where the money's going. People, even in the mainstream media, are questioning where the money is going, so I don't know that we can really trust weapons strength reports in the media. And quite honestly, if we're going to war, it'd be foolish for them to advertise what's being sent. So, Germany, last time they sent tanks into Russia, they got their ass kicked. I don't think this is going to be any different. Putin's going to use tactical nukes, don't you think? Right away when they do this.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to lean hyperbole to something that is...
Okay, has he said he's going to use nukes?
They have said it, yeah. Just like how... China has threatened to wipe the entire world out except for China. These types of military threats from these countries, to me, I think are downplayed a lot of times. But there is an actual threat from the Russians there, because they really do feel that NATO is just trying to get a launching pad to just invade and take over Russia. And at that point in time, oh yeah, they'll use nukes. And everybody knows they'll do it. So, like, would you like purposely move your troops within firing range of a tactical nuke? If you did, you committed suicide militarily. You sacrificed your own people, poking the bear who's got nuclear claws, and you knew the bear was going to lunge out and strike. So you got men and women killed just to draw the bear out. I mean, there's other ways of doing this. We also don't have to have a world war.
China's not going to sit by and not take advantage.
Well, let me ask you this. Russia sends a tactical nuke towards a column of tanks or towards a swiftly built-up forward operating base somewhere in Ukraine that is filled with tanks and rockets and personnel. He launches a nuke, destroys it. What does China do on the other side of the water? What is China doing with Taiwan then? Is that the time when China says, okay, well, they just nuked Ukraine, so we're going to go ahead and move on Taiwan and commence Pearl Harbor Part 2?
I would expect them to – I'm getting reverberation of my voice back through your side, so we got to lower that mic a little bit. I would expect China to attack Guam and Diego Garcia to neutralize the power in the Pacific. If successful, then they move on to their Asian objectives.
Yeah, I just don't know that we have a good option here.
There is no option. Listen, I've said from the very beginning, where's the negotiation? In fact, actually, something came out, and I'm researching it to decide if I want to report on it, but I've read a couple of accounts where Zelensky has even talked about the fact that the West is interfering in any potential. No, Russia said, it was Lavrov that said, the West is interfering in any peace talks with Ukraine. So the die is cast. There is no negotiation. Russia could surrender and we'd still find a reason to go to war with them.
Yep. And, you know, the day after this agreement between America, because we're sending 31 tanks and however many tanks it is that Russia is sending, you know, Russia is now firing missiles into Kiev. It's only escalating. There's no de-escalation here. Nobody's, like, what happened to all the peace talks? You know, what happened to, you know, we live in peace. Politicians in the Reagan era used to talk about, you know, those politicians are gone. But I will say this conspiratorially. I do find it funny that the Ukrainians who have an active Nazi battalion, like literally Nazis are throughout Ukraine, especially within the governmental ranks, especially within their law enforcement, their intelligence gathering committees or agencies, and also in their military. And now they're getting backup from the fatherland.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Germany really going to defend? Are they really going to defend the Ukrainian people from the Russian bear, who at a moment's notice can turn off the gas and, well, everybody in Germany screwed? Or are they going there to defend the Nazis? I got to ask that question.
Well, okay, here I have a response to that. And I will say this, Germany, with regard to energy usage, home heating, food availability, civil rights, they've been very Marxist, very Nazi-esque. However, the Germans have a strong prohibition against espousing anything of the Third Reich and anything to do officially with being a Nazi. Could they, you know, is there a motive there to save the Nazis? Maybe. Is this going to unveil the Third Reich in Germany?
It's not going to,
I don't think it's going to happen, because the U.S. would tell them, we're going to lose citizen support if you unveil Nazi allegiances.
But we've already unveiled it.
No, we haven't. I don't see Germany actively espousing being a Nazi nation.
No. Ukraine.
That's different than Germany. And if they're going there to rescue the Nazis, that ain't going to fly with the rest of NATO.
Well, it's not the little old ladies in the bunkers who are getting the tanks. It's the Nazis who are going to get the tanks. It's the Azov battalion, the openly Nazi battalion. Recently, there was a former Navy SEAL who came out and talked about his experience of going over there as a freedom fighter, and I disagree with him by doing this, but he said he was in a meeting with their higher-up command, and openly on this guy's laptop, the screensaver was a swastika. In the higher-up command of the Ukrainian military. And there are so many different little reports like that, but you would think a former Navy SEAL from the Iraq-Afghan campaign would give a little bit of weight to it. But, I mean, it's openly known. And you and I have been saying this the whole time, Dave. The biggest threat to anyone there is the Azov Battalion. We're the ones who put them more or less back on the block in 2014 with the coup that happened there and the assassinations, the snipers on the roof. That was Barack Obama and Joe Biden's doing, okay, along with all the bioweapons lab stuff. So you have quite a bit of damning material. Why would anybody send military aid? And Germany's been saying, nah, we're not going to do it. We're not going to send you tanks. We'll send you popcorn and a few microwaves, but we're not going to send you tanks. And lo and behold, here comes Davos. And right after Davos, what happens? Okay, so now we're going to send them tanks. What changed? Why would a country that is like your entire country was destroyed because of the Nazi ideology, Why would you go to your neighboring country and go and support their Nazi ideology?
Yeah, things have changed, though, since that time. I'm still getting that reverberation back through the headset here, and it'll bleed over. Okay. You know, I think you hit it. I think it's a stretch. Could there be an informal affinity on behalf of some of the German leadership for the Nazis? Perhaps. But the moment they go public with it, the U.S. is going to say, uh-uh, and a lot of the European nations will say the same thing.
I don't know. I'm very conspiratorial when we talk about this, because we're the nation who took in the most of the Nazi scientists, and they all went immediately into high-ranking governmental positions.
Well, I think we were taking advantage not so much of their ideology initially, but of their technical prowess, because we were in an arms race with the Soviets.
In 1977, we still had a Nazi party in America.
Well, that's 77. That's not 1945. I said initially, after the war, this was about technology.
But in the 30s, we had a Nazi party in America. Like, this ideology is so significant when we talk about it, because it was the ultimate MK Ultra, which came from Nazi Germany. It was the ultimate brainwashing operation. And all they did was they just took away the vibrancy of the Nazi ideology, but they kept in the methodology of how to brainwash people. And they've replaced, I believe, the Nazi ideology with the LGBTQRS community and a few other leftist wokey things. Because it's just repeating the mantra. Just like as Hitler said, you want me to take over a country? Give me its youth. Take over the schools. Well, that happened in America. And I think there's so many layers that we can peel back on this onion that shows a different problem from a different generation or time period. But it all will culminate into the next series of events of the future. We know for a fact COVID's coming back. Lockdowns are coming back. Biden's getting kicked out of office. There's going to be a huge blow-up scandal over that. Antifa's making a resurgence. We're sending now actual, like, heavy armor into Ukraine, which Biden himself from his own lips said that would start World War III. He said that would be World War III. So we're starting World War III. What else could go wrong? You know, the economy crashing. Have you heard anything lately from your economist friends about the economy?
Well, it's crashing. I said this morning on a broadcast that if we make it to September and we're still standing with a dollar, I'll be shocked. So that's the answer to the question. You know, we can argue ideology all day long. I'll tell you where I favor. Whatever the aftermath is, the post-World War III aftermath, it will be digital, it'll be social credit. I think it'll be more like China than the Nazis, although I'll grant you, it very well could be a hybrid method. But I do not think rescuing Nazis is the mission here in Ukraine. It's to start a nuclear war on behalf of the globalists who want it, so they can depopulate and install a one-world government in the aftermath of the ruins. That's where I think we're going with this. And I think ideology is a very secondary concern here.
Oh, I don't. It's the ideology of the elite.
The ideology of the elite is dictatorial control. And so whether it's Nazi or China, but listen, they're not establishing a Fourth Reich, okay, because they want a Fourth Reich. They're establishing total dictatorial control because they want a depopulated planet. They have access to a life extension with transhumanism, and the few human survivors will be their servants and slaves that'll be dumbed down, subservient, and have low lifespans. That's where we're going with this.
You talk about depopulation. Well, now the abortion pill is going to be in Walgreens and CVS and other pharmacies.
Yeah. Except in Florida, where it's now a felony.
Yeah. I believe North Dakota is also going to be
That's true. That's right. That's right. She
you know, it's eugenics, man. Eugenics is coming back. It's making its ugly resurgence. And it's just a rewash.
There won't be a one-child policy. I'll grant you this. It'll be a no-child policy among people like us.
Well, yeah, because, and don't forget this, ladies and gentlemen, what they want is your child as a bride and a sacrifice. That's what they want. WEF has came out and said it. They want child, brides, and from there, the only thing that can go worse is child sacrifice.
That's interesting. I personally think that they'll have breeding farms for children for the reasons you're indicating. Remember Ravensbrück, what the Nazis did? I think we'll see Ravensbrück breeding policies in a location to where children are groomed for the pleasures of the global elite.
Yep. I believe that was the Lebensborn project.
Lebensbrück, you know, is where it was at. Is that right?
No, the where you said was right, but it was called Lebensborn. That's like the prodigy or whatever is what it means. That's their Aryan thing. At the end of the day, what does all this information mean to the individual listening?
Okay, good point.
What it means to this person is that you need to invest properly with your money. You need to be saving your money. I would tell you that. You need to be investing in food, investing in water purification, getting up and getting trained for how to handle a deadly situation. Go out for a walk, a run. Push-ups are free. Jumping jacks are free. If you want, I can always scream at you through Zoom and tell you, you know, how to do the way we did in boot camp. But this is the time before the storm to prepare. The storm is brewing. 2023, the summer, you will see the storm on the horizon. And by 2024, if we're not fully in that storm, I'm going to be shocked. And that's going to be a lot of civil conflict here in America as well. I mean, you've already said it, but they're talking about taking Biden out and replacing him with McCarthy. Well, what about our votes? Once again, did it ever matter from the beginning?
No, along those lines, too, they have found now in Maricopa County conclusive proof over 200,000 votes were not registered from Maricopa County. And Maricopa County day of voting, 3 out of 4 voted for Carrie Lake. Just more, but she's filed a lawsuit on it, and God bless Carrie. She is a generational candidate. She's that good, but she ain't going to win in the courts.
She doesn't have a chance.
No chance. Fate's already. No judge is going to upset an election and wreck his career. No judge. This is why, Doug, when I vote, I don't even know who half. I don't know who 90% of these buttholes are, but I don't vote for any of them. Black robe bastards, one term and out. And if we did that, we might get more justice because then they're not beholden to anybody. So, you know, you raised some good points. I like the debate we're having with the Nazis. I think you're reading too much into it. You think I'm not reading enough into it. The good thing is the listeners get to decide what they think, which is really the important thing. But the thing that I think we're in agreement on, nuclear war is coming, and there's no stopping it because our country is going to force it to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I may be reading a little bit too much into some things, but these conspiracy theories and these rabbit holes lead somewhere. They come from some, and they lead to somewhere. And once again, at the end of the day, everyone listening, it's up to you to decide if we're full of crap or not. But we come to you with the best amount of honest news that we can give you. You know, there's no what you hear is what you get. You know, we're not extravagating anything here. But you know, Dave has been talking about this stuff for a long, long time.
9 years
with Ukraine.
9 years, buddy.
And it's starting to finally come out. So You know, is this when we should be preparing for the big 9/11 event to take everybody's eyes off of what's happening in Ukraine?
I was alluding to that. You're right on the money with that, Doug. They need a false flag to blame Russia for. They need a nuke to go off in the U.S. They need something like that to blame Russia so the people will say, yeah, get those Rusky bastards. That's what's coming next. By the way, I need to interject this. We talked about this before we went on the air. I have found several, three to be exact, references to the fact that Putin is negotiating with forces in Afghanistan that we would consider to be terrorists that have control of $85 billion of American high-tech military equipment that we left behind, and Putin's trying to abscond with that and use it for his own purposes. So in effect, Biden, whether he meant to or not, is supplying weapons for both sides of the conflict.
Yep.
Is he trying to ensure a Russian victory? That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. I mean, we're just being drug along by the nose at this point.
Biden's a traitor. We know we don't have to go beyond Hunter Biden, the laptop, and what we probably can safely assume. There's a reporter from the New York Post that's all over this, and her name is Miranda, I can't think of her last name. And she goes on Tucker quite a bit. She's all over this. She says this is Ukraine, that Hunter had access to classified documents. This is New York Post now, folks. We're not talking, you know, the XYZ website that only comes out at night. We're talking high-level journalism here. And she's saying a lot of what we're saying here, too, that this is all about feeding China intelligence information. That's the allegation now that she's leveling against Hunter Biden via Joe as the supplier. I mean, if this is true, the Benedict Arnold standard should be applied, where the guy who helped Benedict Arnold escape, his name was Major Andre of the British forces. He was in civilian clothes and they caught him, so they hung him. But that's what you do to traitors. We killed the Rosenbergs because they were selling nuclear secrets to the Soviets. Traitors deserve to be executed. That's prescribed under law, and the Bidens have crossed that threshold. Now, nothing's going to happen to them with the existing regime that's in charge, but they have crossed over into capital punishment area.
They'll never see justice.
Oh, I know. They'll see just us. The people they're going to sacrifice in Ukraine so the military-industrial complex can make money on the way to our demise, and the new world order is established. Out of order, out of chaos comes order, right? Build back better. Now we know what that means for sure. You remember when Biden first said that in the campaign of 2020? What a crock of crap that was. Build back better. I'm thinking, wait a minute, we just had 3 years of great economic increase. What are we building back from? Now we know the answer to the question, nuclear war.
Yeah, we're going to build Ukraine back better and leave America in the waste.
That's the plan. You can't have a constitution, a nation that has 400 million handguns and who are relatively aware of their civil liberties. You can't have that and have a Chinese-style dictatorship with social credit and digital control. You can't have that and have an America. The Chinese policy for genocide against America is well documented. I've covered it with statements out of China, and the WEF, the World Bank, the IMF, all the globalist organizations are in favor. They want every American, should I say every non-Chinese American, dead. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. I'm telling you, the Weifang speech, W-E-I-F-E-N-G, Weifang, look it up on thecommonsenseshow.com, where I published excerpts of his speeches and analyzed them. They want you dead. And they say they're going to use race-specific bioweapons in the Weifang speech. Doug,
hey, okay,
go ahead. We got a couple minutes.
All right, real quick, I want you to talk about this. Veritas just came out exposing the Pfizer director. And here's a quote. That they are mutating the COVID virus via directed evolution to continue profiting from vaccines. You can go to Project Veritas at YouTube and watch that.
I've already heard that. I heard that, gosh, maybe almost as much as a year ago. I heard a mutated version was coming, gain of function again, and it's going to be more deadly. It's going to be more expensive to treat. So what you're saying there makes a lot of sense from what I've heard. Doug, tell people how they can follow what you do away from the Doug and Dave Intel Report.
So the American Vindicta Show is on YouTube, it's on Rumble, and www.americanvindictashow.com. If you go to the first page, you'll see all the other affiliate podcasts that I'm on as well.
Yeah, and I would say this before we close. By the way, too, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Absolutely. Doug and I do a lot of intel work over there on the TV side. Interesting stuff with history, too. We just don't do geopolitics. We're really uncovering some things from the past that we don't have time to get into today. So check us out over there. But I would just say this. You may be uncomfortable with what I'm saying, but start checking out the resources I told you to go to throughout this show. And you'll see this is not hyperbole, this is not embellishment, this is cold, hard fact. These people want you as Americans dead, and there's no other way to look at it. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, here on the Common Sense Show, and the CommonSenseShow.tv, and the Doug and Dave Intel Report, we bid you adieu. God bless. Stay close to the Lord. He will not depart from you.